You're listening to a bite-sized portion of Not So Live from Asteroid G. I'm your Merc with a Mouth, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul here talking about some very exciting up-and-coming Marvel stuff?
Yeah, well, we're going to do a full Marvel podcast down the road once Deadpool is out and we can take a wider screen cap of where Marvel is at right now. Previous host Josh got really bored with Marvel around the start of Phase 4, which I can't blame him. A lot of people got bored. There was so much coming out, and so much of it felt like homework that, like, you just, if you wanted to stop watching, you stopped watching, and no one can blame you for that. But they have a lot of new projects coming out, the first of which is Deadpool. They have trailers for a couple other things, some of which looks interesting. And I want to do a podcast eventually about, has Marvel turned a corner? Are we back towards good Marvel again or not? But we can't judge that until at least Deadpool comes out, and even then, maybe this isn't so much a good Marvel movie, but as a good finale of the Fox X-Men series. That's something for us to acknowledge. However, what we can talk about in the lead-up to Deadpool next weekend is that the new trailer is out, and oh my fucking god, this movie looks amazing.
It's so good. Like, everything that comes out just gets better and better, and they almost feel like they're delivering these trailers in the right way to give you this, like, a little bit more each time, because, I mean, like, X-23 in this one, like, let's go.
Yeah, she shows up. I'm so in for it. So it's the thing of, love him or hate him, but you can't deny the fact that Ryan Reynolds is really good at running his career as a brand.
Yep.
And that's the thing. He's like The Rock. I've seen videos from, like, Patrick Hicks Willems and other people online talking about how these actors aren't really doing acting careers anymore. They have brand careers where they play the same person and everything. They have the same rules for what their characters can be like. They use these movies and other productions to tap into, like, their cell phone company and their soccer team and their line of, like, hydration beverages and alcohol and whatever other things they're hawking. And, like, the Ryan Reynolds that shows up in a Mint Mobile commercial, who might also have his aviator gin glass with him, is the same Ryan Reynolds playing Deadpool. Like, there's one guy. And it's a critique of him as a character, as an actor, as a person. But at the same time, he does a good job doing it. You can't deny that.
Yeah, there is a phrase that, like, you know, I'm sure we've all heard in our lives once or twice before called stay in your fucking lane. Does my man not epitomize that? He is still Van Wilder 25 years later. It's just more mature and better.
When Van Wilder came out, I thought that Ryan Reynolds will make the perfect Fletch.
That's good. I like that.
Well, it was. He had the comedic timing, the reaction shots, all of those things that Chevy Chase was doing in the first two Fletch movies, only one of which was actually at all good. They did a new Fletch movie eventually with Jon Hamm, and that one was weird. It wasn't great. But it's like Ryan Reynolds was offered the role of Fletch at one point, I think back around the time Kevin Smith was doing a Fletch movie or somewhere in that span, none of which came out. And he said he didn't want to touch it because it was Chevy Chase's character and everyone had too much respect for Chevy Chase. Clearly no one has respect for Chevy Chase anymore. But Ryan Reynolds is also past the point where he needs to do a Fletch movie, and I can't really blame him for that.
He can do whatever he wants now and call it whatever he wants.
And he wants to be Deadpool, and say what you will about every other character he plays who's basically Deadpool at this point, but there are a few people that can embody Deadpool better than Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I have trouble, like, you know, figuring that out, like, because I've given that some thought. Like, there are some people that, like, you know, they're almost typecast. Like, you know, Hugh Jackman is Wolverine. Nobody else can play him better.
He's his Wolverine. He's not 5'5" and stinks and Canadian, but for a 6-foot-tall, burly, handsome-looking dude who gets cast as Wolverine, he's the best person for the job.
Exactly. Like, he's that guy. You know, Michael Keaton will always be my Batman, no matter how many other guys come out and how much I can respect their work. That's just the way it is. And Michael Keaton got out of that before he was typecast as a Batman, so I get it. But Michael, you'll always be my Batman. I can't picture anybody else having the kind of comedic timing and kind of just persona that embodies Deadpool better than Ryan Reynolds. Like, you're 100% right. Like, he is that character.
I want to touch on this, that this is completely an aside. Once you've watched The Acolyte, I want to get your thoughts when you're watching it, because he, like, certain roles are played in there. Manny Jacinto, who played Jason in The Good Place and is in Acolyte. After you've watched the whole thing, let's revisit and see your thoughts on whether or not he'd make a good Batman.
Interesting.
The key for it is to be able to embody both Batman and Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
Yes. So that's a pin. We'll put that in later. But coming back around to it, yes, Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. Huge Ackman is Wolverine. These two in this particular movie paired up the way they are is great. Now, I think this movie is clearly setting up the fact that this is well and truly the last outing for Wolverine from Hugh Jackman in any form. We're tying that up. We're going to get a new X team because, you know, Ryan Reynolds talks about the fact that Hugh Jackman was this Wolverine in his world, different version of it. We're going to have, like, a new world coming out, because even Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool exists in a world outside the MCU, as we've seen in the trailers. So, this is all to wrap up everything and put a bow on Fox's timeline, and also say, in the future, we're going to have, like, something new coming.
Yeah, and, you know, I think they made that kind of, I think it was a Super Bowl commercial when it was just, you know, Ryan Reynolds sitting there on the couch. He's like, hey, Hugh, and you see him walking in the background. He's in, like, a bathrobe. Like, he just spent the night hanging out, like, being buds. They're like, you want to play Wolverine more time? He's like, yeah, sure, why not? Like, he's doing this because he's going, like, and not that, you know, the Wolf or going out on Logan wasn't his terms or whatever. Like, that's fine. But it's almost like he's coming back because, like, you know what? I can do this. I don't have to, but I kind of want to, which is also why, like, I'm very into the thought of this because I don't see Hugh Jackman doing this to, you know, like we've said before, grab a paycheck. He don't need it. You know, Logan and Wolverine's story, it's done. It doesn't need to do anything. But if you want to come back and have a little fun, like, this is a movie I'm behind right now.
Well, and it's pretty clear that the hook they had where he's playing a different Wolverine, one who has a much more tragic backstory, one who's seen some shit. It allows him to both say, I wasn't going to come back as Logan. I didn't come back as the one I played through all the other movies. I'm playing a variant now. And I get to explore a different side of the character than I ever got to do before. It doesn't violate anything he said while still giving people Hugh Jackman in the role one more time.
Yeah, and you know he's going to have that moment where, you know, you see the Wolverine that we've grown up watching the last 20-plus years. Like, that's going to come out. He's going to have a hero moment. You know, maybe he dies in this. I don't know. But you know that you're going to get the Wolverine that, like, we want to see just one more time.
One more time. So I'm excited for it. Like, seeing the original Sabretooth come back, seeing X-23 cool come back. And just some of the funny things, like the two of them having a fight right in front of the 20th Century Fox logo. Like, that's some good shit right there.
It's the little Easter eggs, you know, when they're doing the slow walk and turning the corner as the stores are blowing up, like Lidl only feet behind him right there. Like the little callback to the guy who couldn't draw feet in the comics. Like, just but such feel, little great things. Yeah, the great little things they throw in there. And, like, very, I mean, Deadpool has kind of just, like, you know, embodied that fourth wall break in, like, everything he's ever done. And Ryan Reynolds has gotten very good to bring that even to, like, some of his other movies that he's done recently. That, like, fourth wall break is almost, like, synonymous with something he does in a movie now. So he knows how to tap into that nostalgia, and he knows when the fans want to get that, like, little bit more for them because he times it right. And I think he's a fan of some of this stuff, so I think he gets it.
And that's, again, why I thought he would have made a great Fletch, because he understands the timing of things.
Yeah, for sure. I can see that,
But he's got his iconic role. He doesn't need to be Fletch.
He can do whatever he wants. Right? He's married to Blake Lively. He's got two kids. He owns a football team,
I'm just going to put this out here. If I was married to Blake Lively, I'm not certain I'd need to do much else at that point. I think I'm accomplished enough.
That's my point, right? Yeah, like, he's doing it because he wants to. He's really just having a good time. I don't think the guy has a care in his life, man. I know I wouldn't.
This has been Not So Live from Astro G, feeling really bad about, like, objectifying Blake Lively. I'm Mike Finkelstein.
And I'm going to go find a variant to take me out because I'm worried about myself now, too.
We will see you all next time.